And for local mediation, transfers of duties and powers to the University of Oregon Law School. Interesting enough, as the chair members of the committee, this draft also creates in statute the Oregon Law School, University of Oregon Law School.
All right, and we had to do that because?
Because, as a chair, in order to transfer functions to a entity, it has to exist in state statute, at least if it's a state statute of you. Yes.
All right, my understanding, I spoke with Dave Frohnmayer personally, and he was in favor of this idea. Mr. Bernstein, yes, he's also in favor.
That's correct.
All right. Senator Walker, comments?
Comments are that I am so happy everybody worked this out, and I've talked with both Representative Patridge and Senator Schrader. There's a difference between them as to what kind of money is available, so we're just going to send this down to Ways and Means, and we'll have a discussion about that. But I'm very pleased.
All right. Senator Walker moves Senate Bill 904 to the Committee on Ways and Means. Discussion? Any objections?
Mr. Chair?
Senator Domingo, sir.
Did we adopt the Dash Amendment?
No.
Oh, we need to
we
do that.
Done
Never
that.
Mind. Forget what I said. Pass hello.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, move I move what? The Dash 3 amendments to Senate Bill 904A.
Senator Walker now moves the Dash 3 amendments to Senate Bill 904A. Gross. Now we have discussion. Is there any objection to adopting the amendment? Thank you, Senator Domingo. No objection. No objection.
And Mr. Chair, I would move Senate Bill 904A as amended to the Committee on Ways and Means.
All right. Senator Walker now moves. Senate Bill 904 is amended to the Committee on Ways and Means. Discussion? Any objections? Carried on. So ordered. Thank you very much. Mr. President, thank you for coming in. Appreciate it. Is going to Ways and Means.
Oh, that's right.
Carry on. Let's move to House Bill 2318, the omnibus. Omnibus, whichever it is.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, House Bill 2318, you should have the Dash 12 amendments. Let me go through.
Right. Well, just in a cheat sheet you've got here.
Yeah.
Where is our cheat sheet? Do we all have a cheat sheet?
I'll give you all a cheat sheet.
Everybody has a cheat sheet.
23.
Anybody out there who has an interest in 2318, if you got heartburn, let me know. If you have heartburn, over it. If you don't have heartburn. Brad, sit down.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I have the House Bill 2318-12 amendments along with a little section by section. Briefly, sections 1 and 2 are from Senator Burdick. These deal with secondhand stores and require them to use to check IDs. Section 3 was originally in the bill. That requires an agency to pay the archivist for microfiche searches. Maybe I'll jump to the amendments. 4 is already in the bill. Section 5 exempts Social Security number of public employee and info on of elected official from public records. This is House Bill 2658A. And then on page 7, line 25 from the Housing Department, exempts personal financial information of a tenant from public records requests. And this is for information received after January 104. Section 7 and 8, this is in the original bill. Section 9 in the original bill. 10, 11 original bill. Section 12. Page 28. And you should have the Dash 12 amendments. Exempt from public records email of a student at OHSU or any other state institution of higher education from public records. Section 14 from the public utility, PUC, excuse me, allows sound, video, or digital recording of minutes of meetings of public body, and public body may charge for transcripts. Section 15 from the
Yeah, Mr. Chair, back up to Section 14. Okay, that's just minutes of the meeting?
Correct.
That's not their public hearings that they do.
Right, minutes of meetings.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I was told it was basically an update of making sure that they have the, with the new technology of different kind of recordings, that they can use any of those.
Okay.
And just makes it clear that because there won't be a transcript on all those, you'd have to pay for one to get one of the meeting.
All right. Because they employ court reporters to do their other official proceedings, and I just want to make sure they're still doing that. All right.
Mr. Chairman, I think
the commissioner says
there's
yes.
Lee. I had to put my glasses on. Thank you.
I think this is we've already passed this.
1393.
Okay.
Section 15, identifying information for the Help to Vote movement is exempt from disclosure as public record. Section 17 and 18, this is an ODOT and state court administrator. amendment so that state court administrator may request ODOT's information for a jury master list. This is going to be effective upon passage. Sections 19 to 26 is a condo bill. Senator Walker, I cannot remember the name of that bill, but it's one of the ones that you wanted to have in this bill. And Section 27 relates to records of an agency that are related to the amounts determined necessary to cover costs of providing health services as determined by an actuarial analysis, and that will be public record.
All right. Now, Brad, did you actually have heartburn or something? Because if you throw a rock in the middle of this thing, I'm going to have to choke you out.
Chairman, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Brad Smyk, Special Counsel for Government Relations for the State Court Administrator's Office. I saw these amendments for the first time today. I wanted to speak briefly about
what's your problem?
Section 17 and 18. Section 17 and 18 remove the traditional provision by which ODOT provided master and term jury list to courts without charge. Something that's gone on since the early 80s. It's not something we support, although the cost is not substantial. We believe that this kind of change in policy and budget shift, small though it may be, is something that should take place in a larger context of discussion about what services are provided by what agencies for free. For instance, we provide a number of services to ODOT for free. Other agencies provide services to ODOT for free, and in this instance, something is being changed that's been there for a long time. Again, not a substantial amount of money, but we think it belongs in the context of a larger discussion.
Right. Thank you very much, Brad. Appreciate it. Senator Burdick, it's a work session.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Burdick.
Mr. Chairman, I move the Dash 12 amendments.
Senator Burdick moves the adoption of the Dash 12 amendments to Senate House Book 2318. Discussion. Senator Ringo, then Senator Walker.
I sympathize with your desire to move these out, I guess, but I am cognizant of the concerns raised, and I just would appreciate your guidance on that.
I'm not going to get in dispute. Apparently, these issues raised by Brad Swank were rejected by the Ways and Means Committee. I'm not going to hold it up. This has been basically a pissing match between two agencies, and we're going to settle it. All right. Any further discussion,
yes.
Senator Walker?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The section 19 through 26, Craig was correct. That is House Bill 2864. And that directs PUDs to have their financial statements reviewed by an independent CPA if their assessments exceed $75,000 per year. I have the proponents of the bill here if anybody needs information about that. It was a bill that passed the House unanimously and just got tied up in the negotiations between the
two. This is part of your rescue thing.
This is my rescue
mission.
Friend
to all bills.
That's right.
Friend to all animals kind of thing.
That's right.
All right. Any further discussion? Any objection to the adoption of the amendment? Senator Walker, excuse me.
Burdick.
We need to meet.
Well, you weren't here. I move House Bill 2318 as amended to the Senate floor with a due cast recommendation.
Senator Burdick moves House Bill 2318 as amended to the floor of the Senate with a due cast recommendation. Discussion? Any objections? Motion passes. I'll carry it. All right. Thank you very much. God bless you. We're back to cigarette bills. We have a House Bill 2094. We need a reconsideration.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, thank you. The you should have the A12 amendment. This is the bill that this is the bill we sent out last week. I made an error and didn't realize that a very important bill that deals with the bonding with cigarette money, Senate Bill 856 in Section 24, needs a conflict amendment to make sure we retain that language that allows for money from the Tobacco Settlement Funds account to go with the bonding. That's what the A12 does, conflict amendment,
all
856.
Right. Senator Burdick.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I move we reconsider the vote by which House Bill 2094A was sent to the floor with a due pass as amended recommendation.
All right, Senator Burdick moves that we reconsider the vote by which House Bill 2094A was sent to the floor with a due pass recommendation as amended. Discussion on the motion. Any objections to the motion? Objection. Motion passed.
Mr. Chair, I move that we adopt the A-12 conflict amendments to House Bill 2094.
Senator Burdick now moves the adoption of the A-12 amendment to House Bill 2094. Discussion. Any objections? Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, I move House Bill 2094A to the floor with the due pass as amended.
Senator Burdick now moves House Bill 2094 as amended to the floor of the Senate with due pass recommendation. Discussion. Any objections? Carrying that. So who was carrying that last
time? You
one?
Were.
Me? Okay, I guess I'll continue to carry it. All right, last bill.
All very nice, but I forgot to suspend the rules.
2368. You did?
Yeah.
Well, no, you moved it, right?
Okay.
We reconsider
that. I retroactively moved it to the rules.
No, no, we followed the script here.
That's all right.
Mr. Chairman, on 2368, we have previously adopted the B-15, 16, 19, 22. This is the second tobacco bill, the one that has the, I think the part that we've been kind of working on is the direct delivery sales and stuff. We have a couple amendments that I know that Senator Burdick and Senator Ringo wanted us to look at. These B-27 is Senator Burdick's amendment on verifying the age of a person you're sending the tobacco to. Okay. I want to make sure everybody has that one.
Right.
And the B-29 is Senator Ringo's. This is the amendment that where you'd have to have a tobacco in a store would have to be at a place where a store employee would help to get it.
All right.
And that would be a Class B violation to violate that. 27s and 29s. Also, Mr. Chairman, there is an issue I wanted to bring up on Section 67, which is the funding piece of 2368. This has an implementation date on the funding, but I hope it's clear from the drafting that it's, and I think Legislative Fiscal Office wanted to make this clear, that's okay for to start funding the task force now and then start then taking the funds that are replenished upon the passage date so that we can get this implemented now, even though the money won't be coming in until that point. And if you have any need for anything more clear than that mumbo-jumbo, I'm sure someone, maybe Pete Shepard, could clarify that.
Okay, let's start with Senator Ringo. We had this discussion earlier about the behind-the-counter sales. It looks to me like you now have an implementation date. January 1.
On the B-29.
Correct, B-29.
Yes. This is the bill, the amendment that would prohibit cigarette sales except from behind-the-counter. And I think the tobacco folks don't really object to it. I think most of the sales do occur that way right now. I've worked with Richard Kosasan to address his concerns. That's what the subsection 3 is, to say that for a smoke shop where a minor is not allowed anyway, this section wouldn't apply. And it gives them really quite a while to, until January 1st of 05 to adjust to this. So I don't know that there's any objection to these amendments. I don't think there are.
All right. Anybody want to stand under his stack BBs, gurgle peanut butter, jump up and down, act crazy? No? Everybody okay? Great. Senator Ringo, you want to move your bill?
Sure. Should I move the B-29 amendments to House Bill 2368?
All right. Senator Ringo moves the adoption of the B-29 amendment to House Bill 2368. Discussion. Any objection?
Wait. Okay. B-26 or the B-29?
B-29.
Okay, so the 26 is your...
Yeah, the 26 doesn't have a date.
Okay.
So for implementation.
All right.
Senator Burdick.
Mr. Chairman, I move the B-27 amendments to House Bill 2368.
Senator Burdick moves the adoption of the B-27 amendment to House Bill 2368. To your motion.
This would strengthen the provisions to make sure that people ordering from the Internet are old enough to smoke.
All right. Any discussion on the motion? Any objection to the motion? Motion passed. Thank you. Any other amendments to be considered?
Well, what's this B-32? Was I not listening?
I didn't mention.
No, I didn't mention. Does anyone here for the B-32? I think it's one that worked on to combo it. So, because we've already adopted the amendments.
Are there conflict amendments for this also?
Yes.
Not that I've seen.
Okay.
I hope not.
We had the 19. I think we already adopted them.
That's correct.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Senator Burdick.
I've done so many notes. There was a sunset provision that allowed us to come back and look at the progress of the task force and its work.
It's in there.
It's in there already. We adopted it.
Correct. We did.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I wanted to move an amendment, and I know you don't like it, but I wanted to discuss it, and I wanted to move the B-17s.
All right. Senator Walker is moving adoption of the B-17 amendment, House Bill 2368.
And the reason why I wanted to do that is it allows for a private right of action on compliance issues, but it leaves the enforcement of the escrow to the Attorney General, where I think it should remain, instead of leaving it out there to everybody to fight over. And so that's kind of why I want to adopt those. I think that provides fairness and cohesiveness to the process.
All righty. Any discussion on the motion, Senator Burke?
Mr. Chairman, this whole thing with big tobacco and little tobacco, this is a little tobacco amendment, is that correct?
Well, I mean, it's a memo. It's an amendment that was suggested by Little Tobacco to term it that way. But whether it was Big Tobacco or Little Tobacco, I like it because the escrow, sometimes it's very difficult to figure out how much they should be paying into escrow, and it can be quite complicated, and I don't think that should be left up to civil action by Big Tobacco over Little Tobacco.
All right. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman, are you going to hear any clarifications on that amendment this morning?
You want to hear clarifications?
Yes.
We'd like to hear from who?
The proponents and the opponents.
Okay. Mr. Marshall, COBA. Bill Krause here. You want to speak to it? Marshall's fine. Okay.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. I'm Marshall COBA, representing the Council of Independent Tobacco Manufacturers of America. Appreciate Senator Walker's description of the amendment, and we think it's really just simply a fairness issue. This issue was not really discussed in the House committee. We don't believe there's any benefit to the state of Oregon by maintaining this in the by keeping this amendment into the bill. The B-17 restricts the private right of action of major tobacco companies in regards to the escrow provision of the MSA, and the escrow is the section of law where we put money aside for 25 years. The amendments do not limit the AG's current authority in all areas of tobacco enforcement. These amendments simply restrict the major tobacco company's ability to bring private rights of action in regards to the escrow provisions, which is ORS 293535. Major tobacco will still be allowed to bring private rights of action on Section 73 to 82 of House Bill 2368. I think it's interesting to note that these amendments, which were put into the House bill in the House Revenue Committee, were not discussed. There was a work group that goes back to last fall on both 2094 and 2368. Both of the major amendments that have been adopted in both of those bills, the Dash 5s and these, were not discussed as part of that and were brought later on. So we are concerned about that, and we feel that from the point of view that there is no monetary advantage or benefit to the state of Oregon, that the committee adopts the Dash 17 amendments. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Any further discussion or any additional enlightenment necessary? All right. The chair opposes the adoption of the amendment. Senator Brick opposes it.
We have a constitutional problem, in other words.
Constitutional problem. Senator Ringo, where are you on the amendment?
Well, I'll support the amendment.
You support it. Senator Farrell, not supporting it. Senator Walker supports it, obviously. The motion fails 3-2. All right. Is that it, Council? Or? Oh, we need to. This is going to raise the needs by chance.
No, darn.
We bad.
We did not.
Are we ready?
I think we're ready to move.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Burdick.
I move House Bill 2368 as amended and amended and amended and amended to the Senate floor and be
sent. Senator Burdick moves House Bill 2368 as amended to the floor of the Senate.
I just wanted, Mr. Chair, to clarify now which amendments we've adopted. I've written them on my amendments. We have the B-15s we adopted June 25th, as well as the B-16s. then the B-22 on that same date, and then the ones from today, the B-27s and the B-29s. Am I correct?
And there's Mr. Chairman Senator for B-19 conflict amendments.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
Okay, great. I'm good.
Any further discussion on the motion? Any objections to the motion?
We're adopting the bill as amended,
Senator,
right?
Four of the seven.
Right. Well, again, as I did in the last tobacco bill, I won't stand in the way of progress, but I would have preferred my amendment, but that's fine. I'll vote for the bill.
Thank you very much for the cooperation. No objection to the motion. Motion passes. And who wants to carry that?
Not me.
Senator Rinko, you'll carry it? Great. Thank you. And any other business before the committee? If not, adjourn.